What is body language? Body language is the way we communicate without words. It includes facial expressions, hand gestures, posture, eye contact, touch. Even when you're silent, your body can send a message. But these messages are not always the same everywhere. What feels normal in one country might feel strange or even rude in another. English stories to understand body language. Let's start with a few simple English stories to show how cultural body language can lead to confusion. Story 1, the handshake. Lucas, a student from Brazil, went to Germany for a study program. On his first day, he gave his new classmates a friendly hug, but they looked uncomfortable. Later, his teacher explained that in Germany, people usually shake hands at first. Hugging is for close friends. Story 2, the smile. Sophie from the U.S. visited Japan. She smiled often, even during serious conversations. Her Japanese colleagues were polite, but didn't smile back. She thought they were unhappy, but later learned that in Japan, people smile only when something is truly funny or joyful. Story 3, the thumbs up. Amir, a traveler from Canada, was in the Middle East. He gave a thumbs up to a local driver to say thanks. The driver seemed offended. Amir later learned that in some places, the thumbs up is a rude gesture. These English stories show how body language is powerful and sometimes dangerous when we don't understand its meaning. Why this matters when learning English. If you are learning English, understanding culture is important too. Many English stories in movies, books, or lessons include gestures and expressions. If you don't know what those gestures mean, you may misunderstand the story or the speaker's feelings. For example, in a movie, a character avoids eye contact. In American culture, this might show nervousness or guilt. In a story, someone crosses their arms. This can mean they feel angry, defensive, or cold. Knowing body language helps you understand these stories better. How to learn body language with English stories. You can improve your English and your cultural understanding together. Here's how. Watch English movies and observe gestures. Pay attention to how characters move. What do their faces, hands, and posture tell you? Read stories that include cultural situations. Many English stories show how people act differently in other countries. Look for short stories or dialogues with international characters. Practice in real life. When you meet English speakers, observe how they use body language. Try to copy simple, polite gestures. Ask questions. If you see a gesture you don't understand in a video or a book, ask someone or search its meaning. This is also a great way to practice English. Tips for using body language correctly. Here are some simple tips to use body language well when speaking English. Smile politely, but don't overdo it. Respect personal space. If someone steps back, you may be too close. Keep your hands visible, not in your pockets. Use open gestures when you speak, not too fast or too wide. Nod slightly to show you're listening. Understand more than words. Learning English is not only about grammar and vocabulary. It's about understanding how people communicate. Body language is part of that. When you learn how gestures work in different cultures, you can speak with more confidence, and you'll avoid mistakes that might feel rude or confusing. So next time you read or hear English stories, pay attention to what the body is saying too. You'll learn much more than just words.